In a major victory for President Trump today, Republicans in the House have passed their plan to repeal and replace much of the law known as Obamacare.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
President Trump delayed his trip to New York to meet with the Prime Minister of Australia and invited Republicans over to the White House to celebrate in the Rose Garden. They are gathering right now. Joining us from Capitol Hill, Jeff Bennett, NPR congressional reporter. And Jeff, songs and chants broke out on the House floor when this passed. Describe the scene for us.
Well, immediately after Republicans crossed the threshold to pass this bill, Democratic lawmakers started chanting, na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye, meaning this is pretty much it for your political career. Because earlier in the day, Nancy Pelosi had warned members of Congress who represent swing districts that they were, in essence, walking the plank on what she viewed as a highly unpopular bill. And they were doing it essentially for no reason, because the bill will come back to them, likely come back to them from the Senate in a changed form. So there were some Democratic lawmakers singing that song. There were others who were physically waving goodbye. Immediately after that, staffers for GOP members started rolling cases of beer into the Capitol for a quick celebration. That was before they boarded the two charter buses to the White House, where they are now. There's some White House aides, as we speak, getting members together for a quick photo op before the president comes out. He's expected to come out and speak within the hour. And this is pretty remarkable, Jeremy, because as you well know, you don't often see a White House holding a victory celebration when a bill passes just one chamber of Congress.
Right. And it's still a very much an uphill battle in the Senate with this bill.
That's right. And getting this bill passed through the House is a much easier lift. And it's mainly a numbers game. The big problem in the Senate is, you know, whereas House Republicans could have afforded to lose 22 votes and still pass legislation without Democrats, the Senate GOP can only lose two senators. And on the conservative end, you have people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And on the moderate end, you have folks like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. And they don't see really eye to eye on this health care issue. But as to the substance, Republican senators, what they will probably do is add more money to the pool of money for people who have pre-existing conditions. They'll probably give a longer runway for the end of a Medicaid expansion. And they'll probably add some more tax credit money for low-income people. But by and large, if the Senate does move forward with this bill, and all signs point to yes, they will, it will be tweaked before, as we say, the Republicans will be effective in repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act.
Now, this bill that was just voted on today and passed was not scored by the Congressional Budget Office, which typically scores these things and tells you, for example, how many people are going to lose health insurance as a result of this bill. The previous version several weeks ago that they didn't end up voting on, the Congressional Budget Office said that more than 20 million people would lose insurance. Is that the expectation now with this bill as it stands right now?
That is the baseline. Congressman Chris Collins, who's a member of the moderate Tuesday group, that group worked with the Conservative Freedom Caucus to get this bill amended. He said in essence, the CBO score on the current bill in its current form doesn't really matter for two reasons. One, because he's convinced that this bill is going to save billions of dollars overall. And he also says that the Senate is going to fix all the bad stuff, and that their goal, really, meaning the House, was just to pass this bill, get it off their desks, give President Trump a quick win.
Well, Senator Lindsey Graham said of the House bill, and he's a Republican, don't know what's in it, waiting to see if it's a boy or a girl. And then let's listen here to the chair of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows, who told CNN's Dana Bash that he's already working with senators on the bill.
I've spent the last 4 or 5 weeks working with different senators because I know that we're going to change it over in the Senate.
So you're already talking to the Senate?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to probably 14 or 15 different senators.
Across the spectrum? Moderates, too?
Across the spectrum. And I think that that's the interesting aspect, is I do believe that we can make it better by using some of their ideas to improve it.
So what's the timeline now, Jeff? What happens now?
And I'll tell you, I spoke with Meadows this morning, too, and he told me the same thing. And he was also very deferential to President Trump. So the timeline is this will head to the Senate. We don't quite know exactly when, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said today that Senate Republicans should refuse to follow their House colleagues over what he called a cliff, and really should work with Democrats to improve the health care system in a bipartisan way. I do expect, because the Senate does function differently, that there will be a more of a bipartisan effort in the Senate than, frankly, we saw in the House.
That's NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett with the latest from Capitol Hill, where House Republicans, with no help from Democrats today, have passed their repeal and replace Obamacare bill. Jeff, thank you.
Sure thing.